With another 2,984 new cases of COVID-19 being reported by the State Department of Health Services today, Arizona has confirmed nearly 280,000 cases since the start of the pandemic. But research from Maricopa County suggests the number of people who have actually been infected with the virus is far larger than that, four times larger, in fact. Earlier in the fall, the Maricopa County Department of Public Health partnered with ASU and the Mayo Clinic to test 260 people across the county for antibodies that cause COVID-19. And they found that for every case reported to the county, as many as four cases were not. Despite these findings, Governor Doug Ducey released a short video statement yesterday applauding Arizonans for pulling together to, quote, beat back this virus.
I also want to thank our business community for stepping up as well and making sacrifices. Arizona took several targeted steps this summer to stem the tide. Now, as cases rise nationally and in Arizona, many of those mitigation measures remain in place.
But health experts and the county's research say the worst is yet to come. For more on what this means, I talked to Marcy Flanagan, Director of Public Health for the county, and I started by asking her what the survey's findings suggest about how prevalent the virus actually is in our community.
Well, it gives us a few things. It gives us how far we are off on reported cases, which means that for every case that was reported to public health, there's three or four cases that were not reported. The other thing it does is it tells us how close we are to reaching herd immunity in Maricopa County.
Okay. So what's at the root of this? Like, is this about people not reporting, not getting tested when they are sick? Is this about people who are asymptomatic and never get tested in the first place because they have no idea they're infected?
Yeah, that's probably a little bit of both of what is happening, is that we're seeing for the cases that aren't reported to public health, it's either because they're asymptomatic, they didn't know that they were positive with COVID, or individuals that have felt a little under the weather or a little bit of sick but didn't go and get tested. What this information is going to help us with is for when a vaccine becomes available, knowing how much of our population we're going to need to get vaccinated. So surveys have showed us from anywhere from 50 to 80% of a community would need to contract COVID-19 in order to reach natural herd immunity. So when a vaccine becomes available, knowing that about 11% of our population is already has antibodies built up from having COVID, the difference is where we'll need to get that much more of the population vaccinated. So we'll need to get about 40 to 70% of our population vaccinated when the vaccine becomes available.
Yeah, I want to dig into that stat a little more. So somewhere between 40 and 70% of people to achieve herd immunity, right, is what you're saying here. That's quite a range. Why is this? Like, how can 40% be enough?
So the range is actually 50 to 80%, but knowing we have about 10% that have already had it, but the range is still large. 50 to 80% is a pretty large range. And part of that is, unfortunately, because coronavirus is a novel virus, it is new, we don't have great data to tell us exactly where we need to get with this spread to make sure we have it under control and have immunity built up in our community. So there's been different studies that have been done, and there's where the range is coming back, 50 to 80%.
Okay. So what do we know now then, based on the research that you've done here, about, you know, what it will take to build that herd immunity? Like, is this encouraging in some ways because we can now know that at least, you know, 10, 11% of people are already exposed, or will that immunity that they had last?
So those are great points. So it does tell us that about 10 to 11% of our community has been infected, but we would still encourage all individuals who are able to receive the COVID vaccine when it becomes available, receive the vaccine, even if they've had COVID, because that's one of the things we don't know yet. Since COVID hasn't been around a long time, we don't know if individuals who are infected early on in the pandemic, if their immunity is going to last them through reaching herd immunity in the community. So we would still encourage all individuals to get vaccinated when it becomes available.
Okay. What do we know, though, on the vaccine front? We've gotten some good news on that front this week and last week about, you know, potential vaccine candidates being really efficacious when it comes to testing. But when it comes to getting this out in the community and getting it out in Maricopa County, what are your concerns? What do we need?
So first important thing is that, unfortunately, we don't have any vaccines that have either gotten full or emergency use authorization from the FDA. So as soon as that becomes available, then we'll know that it'll be prioritized. There won't be enough vaccine initially to have our entire community receive the vaccine. So it is prioritized depending on risk categories and exposure. So we'll get those that are in that tier 1A category, which are primarily healthcare providers, first responders, vaccinated first. And as more vaccine becomes available, then it will become more widely available to the general public.
Okay. So in the last few minutes here, Marcy, let's talk a little bit about what we're seeing happen right now, though, because we are in the midst of this spike here and across the country in terms of the number of cases and the rate of spread. What are your concerns? What do we need to keep it together until that vaccine does become available and this research can go to work?
So what we need everyone to know right now is that this results tell us that the vast majority of our population is still able to be infected with COVID-19 if you're exposed. And so because so many people are at risk, they should continue to take the preventative measures to protect themselves, which is the frequent hand washing, using hand sanitizer if it's not available, practice social distancing when you're around people who aren't in your household, wear a mask when you're out in public or unable to maintain that 6 feet of distance, stay home if you're sick, really limit your gathering. Small. And we know coming into the holiday season, that's going to be a really difficult ask of our public. But it's important to remember we're still in a pandemic. Get your flu shot, help try to keep our hospitals from getting overwhelmed. Those are the biggest concerns of public health moving into this holiday season.
So do you think more needs to be done in terms of public policy here? Do you need state officials, the governor, to step in to prevent the kind of spike we saw over the summer and that we're starting to see in other parts of the country and the world?
So what I can tell you is that everyone has to do their part. We all have to take, you know, our personal responsibility and do all those things we can do as individuals. The decisions that are made at the governor's level, that's going to be decisions that the governor makes. And we've seen some of those decisions start to happen around the country over the weekend and this week. And nationally, we're seeing cases rise. And going into the holiday season, that is concerning. We need everyone to really do what they can and do their part and limit their exposure out in the community.
All right. That is Marcy Flanagan, director of the Maricopa County Public Health Department, joining us this morning. Marcy, thank you so much for taking the time to walk us through this.
You're welcome.